According to a leaked report from Russian intelligence, an Israeli vessel carrying the largest adrenochrome shipment ever recorded was intercepted by Russian forces at the Tartus naval base in Syria. Destination? Hollywood, USA. The cargo was labelled as medical humanitarian aid, but what Russian operatives found inside was anything but humanitarian. Sealed Cairo canisters, military-grade cold storage units, and vials marked with serial codes linked to black site hospitals in war zones. Putin's Adrenochrome Task Force briefed the Kremlin just hours after the bus. Early estimates say the batch was refined from the blood of at least 10,000 children, many allegedly harvested from the chaos of Ukraine, Syria, and Gaza. Mainstream media? Silent. Western governments in Israel? Denying everything. But the evidence is starting to leak. And here's the question that's keeping us up at night. If Putin just cut off the elite's main supply, how far will they go to get it back? Before we dive in, a quick word about our partner, VP.net, the next generation of private browsing. VP.net is the only VPN designed with true zero-logging architecture. That means, unlike other VPNs, it literally can't track you. So even if governments or bad actors come knocking, there's nothing to hand over. It's that simple. Your data stays yours, period. Putin has been sounding the alarm for years, claiming that Israel is the world's top black market organ trafficker, operating a barbaric shadow network that harvests human organs from conflict zones and poverty-stricken regions for elite buyers. His warnings were long dismissed as Kremlin propaganda by a Western press that maintains a calculated wall of silence around the Russian president, determined to prevent their audience from hearing anything he has to say. The scale of the bust can't be ignored. Sources close to the Kremlin say Putin shed two silent tears after reviewing the numbers. Calculations that suggest the adrenochrome shipment was extracted from the bodies of over 10,000 children. His inner circle is calling it the largest documented atrocity of its kind in modern history. Here is how it went down.
I speak to you as a soldier of the Russian Federation, and more importantly, as a man who has seen the true face of evil. I serve within Zvezda Unit, what you know in the West as Putin's Adrenochrome Task Force, a covert division created under direct presidential authority with one mission, to dismantle the global trade in adrenochrome and bring every last perpetrator to justice. This is not myth, this is not conspiracy, this is war. For months we have been tracking shipments. Encrypted sea roads, diplomatic covers, NGO fronts. We've infiltrated clinics in Mariupol, supply caches in Rafah, and listening posts in northern Syria. We have followed the blood trail across borders and through governments. The truth is far worse than anything your media dares to admit, and now we have struck a blow. Last week, under orders from the Kremlin, we intercepted an Israeli vessel attempting to pass through the eastern Mediterranean under Red Cross clearance. It docked near our stronghold at Tartus Naval Base. What we found inside will never be forgotten. Cryogenic storage tanks, medical-grade refinement vats, dossiers with Western names, and over 400 kilos of refined adrenochrome, the largest seizure ever recorded. Based on analysis, this shipment represents the harvested fear and suffering of no fewer than 10,000 children, most of them from Gaza, Ukraine, and Syria. President Putin, he was briefed within the hour. I was in the room. He said nothing for 20 seconds. Then he said only this: there will be no mercy. He sees this not as a police matter, but as a spiritual war. The final confrontation between sovereignty and the satanic elite who feed on chaos, terror, and the innocence of children. Within the task force, morale is high. The bust at Tartus is only the beginning. Our intel suggests two more major shipments are en route, one toward Northern Europe, the other toward the US Eastern Seaboard. We are tracking them now. And Putin, he's not drafting statements, he's not calling press conferences, because Putin is a man of action, not words. The names uncovered in the Tartus bust, Hollywood executives, billionaire tech moguls, Western politicians and officials, are now embedded in a classified Kremlin ledger marked for neutralization. This isn't a legal battle. He's not taking this to the UN to ask for permission. It's a silent campaign. One by one, the architects of this trade will fall, discredited, disappeared, or destroyed. No warnings, no negotiations, just justice. This isn't about exposure. It's about elimination. And to those who built empires on the backs of tortured children, there will be nowhere left to run.
As disturbing as this news is, the fact is, Israel has been hiding in plain sight for decades, masquerading as a beacon of democracy while operating one of the most advanced black market organ networks on Earth. With the full protection of Western intelligence, they've shamelessly targeted the blood and organs of the innocent, children from Gaza and orphans from Syria and Ukraine. The pattern is clear. Where there's war, there's chaos and desperation, and children are preyed upon by those serving the global elite.
For the first time, Israel has admitted body parts from the dead were taken without permission from relatives. It happened in the 1990s at a forensic institute in Tel Aviv, and the body parts were said to be for transplants. Victims included Palestinians killed in conflict, as well as Israeli soldiers and civilians, and some foreign workers.
In 2012, an Israeli man was arrested and jailed in the United States for selling human organs for profit, whereby he paid $10,000 for kidneys that were illegally procured from impoverished and desperate Palestinians, which he then sold for as much as $160,000 in the United States, as reported by CNN in 2012. As new evidence emerges to suggest that Israel is continuing to sell organs that were removed from Palestinian detainees and resistance fighters. But if you think this is some crazy conspiracy that belongs only in the deepest corners of the internet, then it's only because the mainstream media totally ignored a recent report by the European Parliament, which identified Israel as one of the central countries in organ trafficking. And it comes at the same time that a major human rights organization says that Israel must face trial for doing exactly that.
The Israeli army is being accused of organ theft in Palestine's Gaza. A report by the Euromed Human Rights Monitor expressed concern over allegations that the Israeli army confiscated dozens of dead bodies.
15 years ago, an Israeli pathologist came forward to confess he harvested organs from dead Palestinians without the consent of their families, saying he and his colleagues harvested skin, eyes, hearts, lungs, livers and kidneys from Palestinians and foreign workers without permission from relatives. These allegations were confirmed to be true by the Israeli military in 2009, although it was also claimed it had ceased this illegal practice a decade earlier, a claim that was flatly rejected by the European Parliament and human rights groups. It's worth repeating that Israel confessed to stealing organs from Palestinians who were killed by Israeli forces during the First Intifada of the late 1980s and the early 1990s, making Israel a criminal syndicate in the illicit organ trafficking trade.
Russian troops, alongside operatives from Putin's specialist Adrenochrome Task Force, have unearthed nightmarish scenes in recent years. Sprawling mass graves filled with the broken bodies of children, their pallid skin marked by the unmistakable scars of blood harvesting and ritualistic torment. The trail is getting harder to cover up. Too many leaks, too many bodies, and too much blood money. So now the world faces a new question. Was this bust at Tartus a one-off, or the first domino to fall? Because if Putin really has the receipts, it's not just Israel and Hollywood that should be worried. Up next, the secret list of elite buyers, names you know and faces you've trusted, and why some of them are starting to disappear. The globalists are deliberately crushing economies, printing trillions from nothing, while ordinary Americans become poorer and enslaved by the system they control. It's a rigged game that you're destined to lose. But Alan Armstrong's The Bible and Gold Book exposes their game and provides a real-world solution to taking back control. Gold is the real deal. It's timeless, honest money that the globalists can't manipulate. The New World Order hates this book. It's information about real financial independence they don't want you to know about. Thousands of Americans like you are getting ahead by following the step-by-step guide to owning physical gold. It's really easy. And Genesis Gold Group's experts cut through all the bullshit so that you can become financially independent from the system quickly. Why stay trapped in the elite's rigged game when you can visit tpvgoldbible.com for your free copy of the Bible and Gold Book and a zero fluff consultation? That's tpvgoldbible.com. Unlock the secret to wealth creation that the elite don't want you to know about. Robert David Steele, ex-CIA case officer, whistleblower, and friend of the People's Voice, was one of the first to speak publicly about the Adrenochrome trade. He didn't speculate, he named it. He said there are people in the United States breeding children. Not raising them, not rescuing them, breeding them like cattle for sale. He said the American elite are importing children by the plane and shipload. funneled through fake aid groups, diplomatic pouches, and black site airstrips. The mainstream media branded him dangerous, delusional, and insane. They called him a conspiracy theorist. But just weeks after giving sworn testimony in court, Robert David Steele was found dead, alone, isolated, and under suspicious circumstances.
Let me say that although pedophilia, which says child love, has nothing to do with the abuse of children, these children are not just kidnapped and in some cases bred by families as a cash crop. We have people in the United States of America that breed children in order to sell them. And when they are sold, they come without birth certificates, which means it's easier to kill them and have no one ask where they are. We're also importing children by the plane load. Again, children who have no documentation. It's not just child slavery or child sex abuse. It's also child torture because you have adrenalized blood. You have the whole blood drinking ceremony of the satanic world. It's also the use of children for harvesting body organs. We'll have the Falun Gong testimony tomorrow.
Now, with Russia pulling up the rot from underneath the surface, Steele's words ring louder than ever. One day, we will release what was found in his private files. The notes, the photos, the communications. And the hidden list of US politicians that he claimed were active clients of the global child trafficking and adrenochrome trade. But not yet. Because this isn't just information, this is ammunition. And it's dangerous in the wrong hands. Robert was a gold standard source. Deep CIA, deep intel. He didn't deal in rumours, he dealt in receipts, and that's why they silenced him. But despite their efforts, the cracks are widening. More victims are coming forward, survivors of satanic ritual abuse networks operating in the shadows of Hollywood, Washington and London. And what they're saying? It confirms everything. Same symbols, same procedures, same names. This isn't a theory, it's a pattern, and it's starting to unravel.
Have you gone down the satanic ritual abuse rabbit hole? It is so dark. So what I'm referring to specifically are survivors giving survivor testimony on video, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them.
Uh-huh.
Like, not like one guy came forward and said this. Like, there are whole support networks for these people. Like, there are psychologists that specialize in satanic SRA victims, satanic ritual abuse. And because you have to, like, treat them in a whole different way than a regular abuse victim, because the level of depravity and disgusting, like, literal torture of children, like, literal... So, your episode is so screwed now. But there's one in particular that this guy was on the Alondra Markman podcast, and I wish I could remember his name, and we don't even want to pull it up because it's so dark. And everyone should, you know, watch it for themselves and judge it for themselves in terms of whether you think he's telling the truth or not. But personally, it's like, you can look into his life, and this guy, like, his whole life is based around him recovering from this story mm-hmm. of his childhood and abuse. And it looks pretty, like, looked far more likely that he's telling mostly the truth than entirely lies to me. And what he alleges in this interview that aired like a year ago or so, a little less, on Alondra Markman's podcast, is that he was born into a satanic family, of which there are many around the world, and that he was groomed from an early age to essentially be a Jeffrey Epstein type of character in a global satanic cult. But he alleges that he was groomed from an early age, tortured every day as a child, abused every day as a child, to be groomed to have multiple personalities. And then by the time he was like a preteen, he was engaging in child death matches where he would be put in a cage and he would fight to the death with another child in like downtown New York in underground like parties that rich people and businessmen would attend. And then that he, yeah, and like, and it sounds so insane, but when you watch it, it's like hard, and it's not like he's the only one that has claimed this. He's just one that put it all in a particularly, like, lots of people have lots of claims about this kind of shit. And he also claims that then after that, he was being groomed to be an actor, and he froze up in his acting interview, and so he got shifted from the acting pathway, because these guys, like, there's a fuckload of money in this community, allegedly, as in... It's tied into all of the global sex trafficking networks, because how do you think that global sex trafficking sort of gets all the handlers and gets all of the sort of like operatives that run it? Is you need people that were sex abused in order to run these things. Because you need to be that kind of broken, like you need to be groomed to be able to run this without breaking it.
Yeah,
all.
Is this all like tied into like the Franklin scandal?
Similar, yeah. So he claims he met Jeffrey Epstein on two occasions. He claims that he was being groomed to essentially be a handler similar to Jeffrey Epstein. Mm-hmm. And he had a really lucid description that Jeffrey Epstein was an insanely good code switcher, is what made Jeffrey unique, that he could be completely normal businessman, like banker guy right now, and then like literally turn the other way and be an absolute like depraved, abusive monster, and then like right back on like the drop of a pin. And that's what made him so unique in this guy's perspective.
Huh.
And he kind of like had his programming, his like trauma did not work correctly. And so rather than going that route, he became a breeder. And he alleges that he was sent to a compound in Mexico where he would breed with trafficked girls all day, every single day, for like 2 or 3 years. And they would just breed and breed and breed and breed. And he alleges that that is because they were particularly interested in him because of his bloodline and his heritage as some sort of direct descendant of King Solomon. So what he says in there is that they were interested in him because he has something like 97% Ashkenazi Jewish heritage or something like that. Uh-huh. And is allegedly a direct descendant of King Solomon's bloodline. He doesn't say whether he knows that's true or not or anything. He just says that he was under the impression that that was why he got selected for the breeding program specifically.
Jeffrey Epstein's Zorro Ranch in New Mexico has long been the subject of disturbing allegations, specifically his reported obsession with eugenics and selective breeding. Multiple witnesses and former associates claim that Epstein spoke openly about seeding the human race with his own DNA, using the ranch as a base for a so-called genetic legacy project. While the mainstream press treated it as bizarre but fringe, the implications are far darker. When paired with Epstein's known ties to global trafficking networks, intelligence agencies, and elite circles, Zorro Ranch begins to look less like a luxury hideaway and more like a controlled breeding ground, one node in a much larger coordinated system of abuse. The patterns repeat. Isolated compounds, underage victims, silent enablers, and always protection from the top.
It's very clear that the Jews want to exterminate the European race. Richard Coudenhove Kalergi, who is the father of the European Union and who was funded by the Jewish bankers Rothschild and Warburg. Now, this man wrote a book called Praktischer Idealismus in 1925, in which he stated that the Jews are a master race and that the Jews can only assume the throne of rule over the world by weakening the European race, and that the means to weakening the European race would be to dissolve all the European nations, destroy all their cultural heritage and their national traditions, and replace that with the European Union. And then at that point, these people would no longer have any sense of nationhood, and the ancient Jewish messianic prophecies of world rule out of Jerusalem, with Jews maintaining their nationhood and their national status, it would fulfill the Jewish messianic prophecies that the Jews could then rule the world. And this was completely in line with what Nikolai had written in 1917.
Thanks to Putin's Adrenochrome Task Force, all bets are off, and the satanic pedophile elite and their Zionist cronies are running scared. But be warned, speaking the truth about the elite is a dangerous game. As Hollywood actor Jim Caviezel found out when he shared what he knows about Adrenochrome and the entertainment industry.
I was willing to come forward and speak truthfully on things like Adrenochrome, organ harvesting, and was severely reprimanded by much of the media. And they claimed their fact checkers knew more, but they don't know like you guys know. I put you up against them anytime. And so, but it was a burden that I was no longer burdened with anymore. My career, I would never put in front of the children.
If you want to live in a world that's safe for our children, it's time to choose a side. Are you on the side of the Hollywood entertainment system that corrupts and abuses children, and the mainstream media that covers up the crimes of abusers in positions of power? Or are you on the side of the brave truth tellers seen in this video, who are determined to make the world a better place for our children? Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elites, but we need your help. subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. We can't do it without you.